Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22-23, and chapter 2, verses 4-12. We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
今日读经的经文是彼得前书一章22-23节，二章4-12节。我们首先用英文，然后用中文读。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 22-23. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is a stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, you are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Be careful, Nathan's people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against weary souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors, and then if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
让我们一起读彼得前书一章二章4-12节，你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此实切相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是藉着神活泼上传的道。主乃活石，弃的却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来主面前，就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看啊，我们把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安在石安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他们就成为宝贵。在那不信的人有话说，像人所弃的石头已作了房角的头，又说作了绊脚的石头，石人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们传扬那招你们出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。你们从来不说子民，现在却从了神的子民，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。亲爱的弟兄啊， 你们是旅客，是寄居的。我劝你们禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵争战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，更在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读同听祂话语的人。
Pastor Wilson will now bring us today's message, All Ministry is Taking the Gospel In.
今日程牧师讲的道是所有事工都在接受福音。
Father, we do pray that you would quiet our hearts and minds and enable us to focus in on you and your word.
主啊，让我们能够专心在你的话语上面。
We know there are a lot of concerns that might be present in our circumstances, and we pray that you would help us put that aside now and focus in on you and praise your holy name.
我知道很多事情我们要去挂心，但都让我们去专注在你的名的上面。
Forgive us for our sins, and please help us, Lord, to trust in the blood and righteousness of Christ.
让我们信靠主，祂的宝血，祂的公义。
For the gospel is greater than our sin.
因为恩典大过我们的罪。
Bless our time together, in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Well, we're trying to look at more themes in the letters in the two letters of Peter.
我们一直在看彼得前后书。
And we are, again, we've looked at many passages in Peter in prior years.
我也都是看了很久了，之前。
But there are many practical themes, especially for a church in transition.
尤其是对于在一个转折期的教会有很多的提醒。
Because chapter 2 is about the church.
第二章是讲到教会。
And like any letter, it's a letter that has things that are prior to the section we read and after the section we read.
咁佢好似一个承先启后嘅一段嘅经文。
Right, when you get a letter from a loved one or a good friend,you don't have chapter headings and verses dividing up the letter.
咁好似你收一个朋友嘅信，朋友嘅信，佢唔会话喺每一个段落里边有一个嘅提示。
Usually, when you read the letter, you read it in its entirety, all at once.
咁你睇信嘅时候，你一次过将成封信睇晒佢。
And so, whoever was reading this part of the letter, which we just read, knows what preceded it and what is after it.
咁你會睇前睇後。
And so, likewise, I would be remiss if I didn't remind you of what was happened prior to the verses you just read.
咁所以我哋會去睇下呢段經文之前佢講啲咩嘢。
Because the first part of the first chapter is talking about what? Gospel ministry.
咁之前第一章講到呢個福音嘅事工。
And it does say some amazing things that we've been looking at over the last several weeks.
咁係我過去一星期睇緊嘅嘢。
And where we left off last time was a brief look at the wonder, the marvel of the gospel.
咁上個星期我最後講到話，啲人為到呢個福音啊，佢哋好詫異。
Now, by way of reminder, the word gospel occurs often in the New Testament.
福音呢个字喺新约圣经一次又一次嘅出现。
And it's clearly a summary term for the basic core of what Christianity is about.
就系讲到话究竟基督教讲咩嘢最重要嘅就喺呢一度啦。
And briefly, what is that core?
咁呢个嘅最重点喺边度咧
？The gospel is news, announced news.Of what God has done to accomplish redemption, salvation through Jesus Christ in history.
又在历史里边，历耶稣基督为我哋做过啲咩嘢， 好似係一個新聞咁樣樣，將佢去講出嚟，亦都將佢傳播開去。
It is not just instruction. It is not just advice about what we must do to reach God.
唔係淨話一個嘅提醒，唔係一個教導啊，我係點樣樣可以去啊揾到耶穌。
I can't emphasize enough. The Bible teaches that we do not achieve this salvation. We only receive it. We accept it.
唔係話我哋靠我嘅能力去得到，而係我哋係神將呢樣嘢俾過我哋。
And in verses 10 to 12 of chapter 1, which are key verses, it says the gospel is the word of God's grace into which even angels, who are very smart, intelligent beings, angels long to look at.
在这个第一章的第十至十一节，他讲到就说，就像天使一样，他都很期待、等待这个救恩的福音。
That word long means over desire, an obsession with what? The multifaceted beauty of the good news.
他们去期待这个福音，因为这个福音是美好的。
It's so powerful and so rich that even angels who are more intelligent than us, even angels long to look into the gospel, the word of God's grace.
就算好像天使他比我们聪明的，佢都好期待呢個福音嘅美好。
That should astonish you。
咁呢樣嘢應該令我哋覺得好詫異。
Because in the verses we just read, the end of chapter 1, which I put up there to just give by way of summary, 22 and 23, it actually says the gospel is the word of grace, which is the what? As we looked at prior, imperishable seed by which we're born again. We looked at that carefully.Over the last several weeks.
咁喺第22、23節講到呢個福音，佢話福音嘅種子係不能壞嘅種子。
If you could shine up once again verses 22 and 23 as we look at it again in the New Living Translation or in the Chinese CUV version.
咁啊，再一次睇下呢段22、23節。
You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth.So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此。切实相爱，你们蒙了重生，不是靠由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，而藉着神活泼常存的道。
I hope you realize how much power the Word of God has.
你睇下究竟睇唔睇到神有究竟有啲咩能力咧
？The gospel is so powerful in its life-transforming ability that just to believe it, just to receive and accept it.Brings about a radical change in you.
你睇到神嘅能力有几浩大，就话当你相信佢嘅时候，佢带嚟嘅改变。
It's so radical. The Bible calls it the new birth.
佢话呢个去到一个地步，佢话呢个系一个嘅新生，系一个嘅重生。
On slide 2, let me show you again, so you see it for yourself. Romans 1:16, one of the key verses, talking about this. The Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
他说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利利人。
Again, he doesn't say the gospel brings the power of God or leads you to the power of God.
佢唔係話到福音係將神嘅能力帶過嚟，或者係令到你啊帶你去神嘅能力。
You can see it for yourself. It is, it says, it is the power of God in verbal form.
佢話好似一個動詞一樣，佢話福音就係神嘅大能。
And it's not just that the gospel changes your life when you first believe it and embrace it.
唔係話當你初初信主嘅時候，你有呢個改變嘅能力。
As the gospel is taken deeper and deeper into you, into your heart, the core of your being, into your life, you change and grow more and more. It's a continuous thing.
当你的福音真的进入到你的内心，在你内心里面是成长的时候，是令你不断的经历这个改变。
And we'll be looking at several examples of that.
我会看几个例子。
For instance, remember last time, and we also looked at it in Sunday school, both in the Chinese class and in the English class.
在主日学里面，我们上个星期看到。
Hopefully,Again, I can't attend the Chinese class, but hopefully you covered Galatians chapter 2.
上星期我讲到这个加拉太书。
The Apostle Paul confronts Peter.
这个的使徒保罗他去挑战这个彼得。
Peter, you know the guy who wrote this letter that we're reading?
保罗写了这封信。
Yet because he was Jewish,and been taught early on in life that Gentiles were unclean ceremoniously, right? He didn't eat with Gentiles.
咁彼得佢因为系一个嘅受咗割礼嘅犹太人，咁所以佢唔好中意同呢个外邦人一齐坐席一齐食饭。
And for whatever reason, as an apostle, as a Christian minister, he was very inconsistent in this truth.
咁但系作为一个神嘅呢个福音嘅使者。他做的事情他不是呢经常都是一模一样。
There was still a period of time where he wouldn't eat. He would not sit down and eat with Gentile Christians.
他有时会跟他一起吃，有时又不跟他们一起吃。
He wouldn't sit down and sup with them.
那他之后又不再跟他们一起吃饭。
And so how? Because that's wrong, and that's harmful for him, and not God glorifying. So how does the Apostle Paul confront Peter?
咁我哋睇下究竟使徒保罗点样样去挑战呢个使徒彼得
？Well, in summary form,
简单啲嚟讲
，He says, Peter, you're not in step or in line with the gospel.
咁保罗同佢讲佢，你所做嘅事情，你所做嘅每一样嘢，同呢个福音并不相称。
He doesn't just give him instruction that saying, "Oh, the Bible says, don't be a racist."
他没有说到说啊，福音说你不可以做一个种族歧视的人。
No, what is Paul doing? How is he challenging Peter?
那保罗究竟做些什么呢？
Because he knows Peter heard the gospel over and over and over again already, right?
他知道彼得一次又一次听过讲过这个福音。
Because Paul knows, as a good gospel minister, something's wrong. Peter knows it up here, but it's not deep.Down in the core of his being.
他很清楚知道彼得很清楚这个的这个的福音啊，但是去到尾在他心底里面，究竟他对这个福音有多少认知呢？
He's still being wrongly influenced by his culture of his past.
那在这个在文化上面，他又怎么样去看呢？
His racial superiority, which he'd been taught as a good Jew.
作为一个犹太人，他由细到大，人家告诉他，犹太人是比人家高一点。
Which caused him to live contrary to what God desires of him.
所以他的由细到大学的东西，跟福音所教导他的是刚刚相反。
And so what does Paul do to help Peter? What does he do? He takes the gospel and says, Look, Peter, you know the gospel.It was told to you again and again and again. You know it.
於是保罗走去彼得的前面，他同讲呢个就系你一直一次又一次所听到嘅福音。
If you know you're saved by grace, not by works, not by pedigree, how in the world are you acting in this way, feeling superior to others? How is it?
咁既然你知道我哋因住神嘅恩典能够得救嘅时候，点解你会做出咁嘅行为出嚟咧
？Do you see what Paul's getting at?And what you need to, and what I need to, he's driving the gospel deeper down to bring change into Peter.
保罗所做嘅嘢对你对我所做嘅嘢就话，我哋要去睇翻究竟喺福音里边佢究竟系讲啲咩嘢咧
？And thanks be to God, Peter does change because the gospel got deep down into him.
我睇到彼得因为这个福音真正进入他内心的缘故，令他有这个改变。
Let me give you one other example, one that we haven't covered yet, James. James chapter 1, 9 and 10, I have it on slide 3. James says something very curious for us.
在这个雅各书里面啊，他讲了一件很得意的说话。
Now I'm going to, you have on the screen a little bit different translation. English Standard Version is more of a literal translation, more of a wooden translation. It goes like this: Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away.
在雅各书第一章九到十节，咁佢话：卑微的弟兄升高，又该喜乐；富足的卑微也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
As you see on the screen, James says the poor Christian ought to take pride in his high position.
佢话嗰啲卑微嘅弟兄需要为到佢哋得到呢个高位而感到呢个嘅骄傲。
Then he says the rich Christian ought to take pride in his what? Low position.
而另一方面，嗰啲富有嘅基督徒亦都应该为到佢哋啊比较卑微嘅位置而去骄傲。
Again, what's going on? What's James talking about? He's talking about the gospel.
咁雅各所讲嘅就系讲紧一个福音。
Because when you believe the gospel tells you two things, two main things about yourself.
福音好多时讲到。讲过好多嘢，第一样嘢就话，好多时我哋关心嘅系我哋自己。
First, when you believe the gospel, you're told you're a sinner. That means you are habitually replacing God on the throne of your life.
因为当你信耶稣嘅时候，人哋话俾你听，你一个罪人。
Right? You don't really care what God tells you what to do about life, how to live life. You just want to do whatever you want to do.
你唔中意聖經點話俾你聽過你嘅生活，你都係將神去俾其他嘅嘢去取代咗。
Right, that's what believers embrace. Right, that teaching. We're sinners, but at the same time, we sinners deserve death, but we believe in Jesus.
但另一方面，我哋信靠耶穌基督。
And when you believe in Jesus, you've received Christ.You've trusted in his person and work in Christ. You're adopted and completely accepted. You're born again.
咁当你去信靠耶稣基督嘅时候，只要喺主里边，你能够有呢个重生。
You see, the gospel is that because of what Jesus Christ has done, you're now by faith in what Jesus accomplished, right. You are now right with God. Things have been made right in your relationship with God now, despite the fact that you're trying to replace him in your life.
因为耶稣基督为你做的事的缘故，你今日在神的面前被看为公义。
And Jesus came and lived the perfect righteous life that you won't live, that you can't live.
耶稣为我们过了那个我们不能够去过的生活。
And he pays your sin penalty, which you've done against God and others. That's his death on the cross. And God was pleased because Jesus was perfect.He obeyed God, and he rose him from the dead.
亦都因为耶稣基督系完美嘅缘故，所以佢为我哋过咗我哋本来应该过嘅生活。
That's why it's good news, because despite your flaws, despite the fact you're stubborn and won't forgive that person who hurts you badly, right? Because you're united to Christ.
纵然我哋唔能够去宽恕其他人，纵然我哋系有罪。
God sees Jesus' righteousness, Jesus' blood shed for you.
佢睇到咗耶稣嘅宝血为我哋舍，亦都系因为耶稣嘅缘故，我哋今日被看为义。
And notice what James is doing then here.
咁雅各喺呢度就系咁样嘅意思。
Again, two things. He's showing we're sinners, yet we're fully accepted at the same time.
我哋系罪人，但我哋同时系俾神所接纳。
And so, why is he using this analogy with the poor and the rich?
咁但系点解要用贫穷同富足呢一个比喻咧
？Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know, right? James says poor people, when they become Christians, would especially benefit from the new high status that they have with God, because why? They're disdained in the world.
佢话贫穷嘅人，佢哋信咗耶稣之后升高，因为佢系喺神嘅面前。是特別的
right? They don't get respect now.
他們會受到這個尊重。
And then, of course, the opposite is true. The rich are highly exalted, right? If you're rich, you're wealthy, you're beautiful, right? You're lifted high on a pedestal.
同樣一樣, 就說, 富足的人在這個世上, 啊, 很多時候, 啊, 被人很羨慕。
But what's good for you, if that's the case? The gospel humbles you, and you should then focus on the low aspect of the gospel.
但另一方面, 因为福音的缘故, 令你谦卑过来,
and you would benefit from that because you need to be humbled, because you get all the accolades from the world, right? Because of your accomplishments.
因为你在这个世界上得到你的成就, 被很多人去羡慕, 但唯独这个福音令到你去谦卑。
Right, what? You know that James is right, right? You know that. You see that daily as you live out life.
你看到了这些需要改变的地方。
What James is saying is, in the world, your socioeconomic status is the bottom line identity.
但这一切在这个世界上的东西,
people with wealth, status, success, beauty, therefore become proud and hard.
这一切都是成为这个虚空, 无论在世上的美丽, 世上的财富。
And boy, the people without them become self-loathing, self-doubting.
你想像世上的人没有了这些东西的时候, 他剩下什么呢?
Because over and over and over again, the world says, you're no good.
这个世界上所说的好,
but James says, you become a Christian. Let the gospel get deep down into you.
雅各说,当你做基督徒的时候, 让这个福音真正进入你的心底里面。
And those of you who are successful will become so different because you've been humbled that everyone in your social class would wonder what's going on, because you even don't look at anyone in a condescending way.
他说,当你信了耶稣基督之后, 啊, 本来和你一个在这个社会阶级的人见到你, 可能都会因为你的改变而去诧异。
And then also, if you were poor, and you get the gospel, you can hold your head up high because God accepts you.
而另一方面, 如果你从一个卑微的, 啊, 阶级来的时候, 因为你信了耶稣基督, 今日你可以抬起头来。
So what's James talking about? Social reformation, right? Social transformation by the gospel.
所以我们看到了这个福音,令到人们在社会上面, 是有这个改变。
Do you see the example? How? He takes in the gospel deeper and deeper. He takes it in.
又说当一个人去看福音, 啊, 将这个福音带入他的心底里面。
As you'll see on the next slide, slide 4, everything. In 1 Peter 2 says about church ministry assumes the fact that the only ministry that changes your life is gospel-centered ministry.
所以在彼得前书第二章他说到, 教会的事工其实最重要的是福音的事工。
That's taking the gospel deeper into your life.
就是说将这个福音真的带入你的心底里面。
So who is supposed to do that?
那么谁应该这样做呢?
Whose job is it to take this incredible thing, the gospel, take it down deep into people's lives, right, so that transformation occurs? Who's responsible?
究竟是哪一个人将这个福音带进你的心底里面呢?
Well, 1 Peter 2 tells you.
在彼得前书里面告诉我们,
what does it say? Well, to understand it, you have to go back to the Old Testament.
我们要去明白的时候, 要看这个旧约圣经。
Because look at verse 5 again. What is it referring to there? And the New Living Translation is very good here because it uses the word temple, but other translations of verse 5 uses a spiritual house, but it actually means temple.
在这个第五节里面,他讲到就说, 这个的, 啊, 主的灵宫, right. 主的圣殿。
Again, look at verse 5. A holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God.
他讲到说你是一个圣洁的祭司,你去献这个祭。
Who is that? What is that talking about?
讲的是哪一个人呢?
Well, before Christianity came, before Jesus came, not just the Jews, but every religion, every culture in the world had temples. Every one of them.
喺耶穌基督嚟之前，世界上面每一個宗教都有佢哋嘅廟宇，有佢哋嘅聖殿。
Right, east, west, middle, every culture.
每一個文化都係咁。
Why?
點解咧
？Why all the temples in the world? Why?
點解世界上面有咁多嘅廟宇喺度咧
？Because everybody intuitively understood there's a gap, there's a chasm between us and the divine.
因為世界上邊嘅人都去睇到喺人同埋呢個神之間有一個嘅空隙。
Right, just go through the pages of history. Temples everywhere, every culture.
喺每一個嘅文化裏邊，佢都好喜歡去建呢個嘅廟宇。
Because human beings knew intuitively they're small compared to the great God.
因為睇到自己嘅渺小，睇到神嘅偉大。
Human beings are weak compared to God, all powerful.
我哋喺神位呢个全能嘅神嘅面前系好软弱。
And of course, because you read the Old Testament, you know that the Jews particularly knew that because it's taught to them.
咁喺呢个犹太人，佢好清楚，好啊被教导，佢知道自己嘅渺小。
Throughout the pages of the Old Testament, you know, you read constantly, human beings are small, sinful, defiled. God is infinitely greater, majestic, powerful. You read about that again and again and again.
在聖經裏面講到神是有這個威嚴，講到神是這個全能，有能力，而人是有這個有罪，是污穢。
Right, passage like Isaiah 6, God is holy.
在這個以賽亞書的第六章，他說神是聖潔的。
And that means Isaiah and you, or anyone else, can't just walk in and meet God. You just can't walk in and meet God. You cannot.
所以無論是以賽亞，無論是我們都清楚知道，我們不會說行行下，我們會找到一個神出來。
You can't just show up and meet God.
你不說，啊，我來到了，神就會立刻跌下來跟我相遇。
Everybody knew that throughout history.
在聖經裡，在這個歷史裡面，每一個人都清楚知道這個道理。
Because there's a gap, there's a chasm that has to be bridged, right?
因為看到在我們跟神之間有一個很大的嚴隙，我們需要一座橋將我們連在一起。
And so how?
怎樣呢?
How was that chasm bridged according to history?
在歷史裡面講到怎樣去找這一條橋出來呢?
Bridged in temples by priests offering sacrifices.
有很多時就說在這個聖殿裡面的祭司去獻祭。
See, it wasn't just the Jews that did that. It was every culture.
不單止是猶太人，每一個文化裏面都有祭司去做獻祭的工作。
Just about everyone knew there's a gap, a chasm that had to be bridged between the divine and the human.
我們看到在人神之間需要有一個人去做中間的這個的橋梁。
And if you're familiar with the Old Testament, in Israel, the temple was the place that was done.
在新約聖經講到就話喺聖殿裏邊，啲人就咁樣做。
And that was so because in the temple were the priests.
喺聖殿裏邊有呢個祭司。
The priests were so-called experts, right? They're particularly conversant in spiritual things, right?
而呢個祭司對呢個聖靈嘅事、屬靈嘅事好清楚。
And they offered sacrifices on behalf of the people to bridge that gap that brought atonement, forgiveness.Favor with the divine.
在聖殿裏面的祭司去獻祭，去為人去贖罪，去求寬恕。
And were three kinds of officials, ministers in the Old Testament Israel, prophets, priests, and kings.
在舊約聖經裏面講到有祭司、有先知同埋有呢個君王。
Prophets brought the word of God from God to the people.
呢個祭司將神嘅話語帶俾人。
Priests, however, actually did the reverse.
咁呢個祭司啱啱相反。
They represented the people to God, offering sacrifices.
佢去代表人將呢個祭獻俾神。
Those sacrifices on behalf of the people.
佢哋去為到人去獻祭俾神。
So I have it on slide 5. Prophets came from God to the people with the word.
这个先知是从神而来，将神的话语带给人。
Priests came from the people to God with sacrifices on their behalf.
而呢个祭司去代表人去到神嘅面前去献祭。
And kings actually represented both God and the people, right? Kings held people accountable to live as God wanted the people to live.
而呢个君王系代表神，亦都代表人，佢要啲人去向神去负责任，去过神要佢哋想过嘅生活。
And so, as you see throughout the pages of the Old Testament in Israel, basically the laity, the people were relatively passive in the Old Testament.
所以喺旧约圣经里面，我睇到嗰啲人，佢通常都好被动。
Once a year, they all came into Jerusalem.
佢一年嚟一次耶路撒冷。
And they let the experts, the so-called experts, the prophesy and do priestly sacrifices.
咁佢哋会嚟到嗰度吓，叫听呢个先知嘅预言，去请祭司去献祭。
Then Jesus comes along.
咁但耶稣基督嚟到
，as the New Testament discloses, right, and fulfills what was taught in the Old Testament.
咁而将旧约圣经所讲嘅嘢，所有嘅预言都去实现出嚟。
And in the New Testament age, which you are in now, every single believer, according to the New Testament, because of Jesus' work, is now prophet, priest, and king.
咁喺新約嘅時代，即係我哋今日嘅時代，每個人都係呢個先知、祭司同埋呢個君王。
I want you to think about that.
我想你諗下呢一個事實。
That's why all ministry is taking the gospel in.
我哋所做嘅每一個事工裏邊都應該有福音嘅成分。
Right? Again, you don't have your rocket scientist to know that, right? The prophetic ministry, what speaks the gospel in?
他说这个先知的工作就是将神的说话去讲出来。
Right? How do you do that? You tell people about the gospel, you instruct them, you teach, right? You preach, you share.
他去分享，去讲道福音。
And of course, priestly ministry loves the gospel in, right?
那这个的祭司的工作里面有神的话语在里面。
Right, being a priest, priestly ministry means being what? Encouraging, counsel, right?
呢个祭司做嘅嘢，去鼓励人啊，去同人哋去帮助人哋去辅导人。
Hebrews 13:16, which you'll see on slide 6, tells us about that, where it says in the NIV, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
以是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Right? When you share your life,
当你分享你嘅生命嘅时候
，as you do good to others, as you counsel, encourage, right, admonish to help, you help people, right, you're loving the gospel in.
咁当你去分享你嘅人生，分享你所有嘅嘢，你去辅导人，去鼓励人，去帮助人。
Right, you tell people, you show people, right? That's prophet and priest showing, telling what the gospel is.
你去话俾人哋听，亦都做俾人哋睇个福音究竟系点样样。
Don't forget kingly ministry, right? Kingly ministry is actually leading people to the Lord.
而呢个君王嘅事工就话去带领人，让佢哋去信主。
Right, what do kings do? They hold people accountable, right? They hold them accountable. What are you doing with your life?
君王的责任就话要向神去，要啲人向神去负责，过神要佢哋所过嘅生活。
Kings lead, right? They give you direction.
呢个君王去带领人，俾人哋有呢个指导，点样过佢哋嘅生活。
And so, if you're a Christian, you're a prophet, priest, and king now.
咁如果你係唔單止係呢個君王，係呢個祭司亦都係呢個先知。
You're a prophet, you speak the gospel in.
你講呢個神嘅福音。
You're a priest, you love the gospel in.
你去喺祭司嘅時候將呢個福音去帶出嚟。
And you're a king, you lead people to the Lord.
你君王嘅時候，你去帶領啲人去信主。
Now, of course, there is specialization, as the New Testament spells out, right?
在圣经里面都讲到很多人可能做些很特别的事。
And I can say this because this is a Presbyterian church, right? Pastors specialize in what? Prophetic ministry, right? Speak the word in.
咁作为长老会一个牧师的工作就是将这个福音神的话语去讲出来。
In case you're wondering, I'm doing that right now.
如果你唔知道嘅嚇，咁而家就係同你講緊道。
Ruling elders specialize in what? Kingly ministry. They lead you. They hold you accountable. What are you doing in a Christian life?
咁而一個長老嘅工作就係帶領人去信主，亦都提醒人去過一個屬靈嘅生活。
We have the specialized office of deacon. Deacons specialize in priestly ministry, giving you help, encouraging you, counseling you.
咁而一個執事嘅工作去鼓勵人，去幫助人。
So there is specialization, but as verse 9 tells you, we're all royal priests and prophets.
但其實我哋每個人都喺面前係有君尊嘅祭司。
And so at some level, every single believer is called by the living God to speak, love, and lead others with the gospel.
所以其實我哋每一個基督徒都被神去呼召，去將福音去帶俾人，亦都去引導人哋去信主。
And did you know the first 100 years of Christianity, that's how the church grew exponentially throughout the Roman Empire? How did they people do it? They were prophets, priests, and kings.
你知唔知道喺呢個基督教嘅頭100年嘅時候，基督教佢好發展得蓬勃，因為當時嘅基督徒佢好努力去傳福音。
It's just a couple of hundred years. How can that be? In just a couple of hundred years, a tiny little group is vastly expanded through the entire Roman Empire.
在本來一小群的人在一兩百年之後，在整個羅馬帝國裏面都是信耶穌的人。
Let me ask you, did the Christians just bring people to church? Did they just bring people?
他們基督教是不是說啊，就這樣叫人去信主那麼簡單呢？
No! Because people would have been persecuted because a person would come in and say, oh, the Christians, the magistrate says, oh, you guys are against the law, you should be killed.
你想想，在當時的羅馬帝國，他們是反對這個基督教，如果帶人信主的時候，你會被逼迫，你會被拘捕。
So how can the church grow exponentially, which it did?In a couple hundred years, through and it expanded so vastly. How? It wasn't because people just asked people to come to church.
咁如果既然個情況係咁咁惡劣嘅時候，點解會由一個小小嘅一群人變成喺成個羅馬帝國都係信奉基督教嘅人呢？係咪就係叫人嚟教會咁簡單呢
？People lived as a prophet, priest.
因為當時的基督徒，他們過著一個先知、一個祭司和一個君王的生活。
Because if you just invited someone and they came to worship, it was against the law, the magistrate, right? And they'd kill you.
你要明白，當時你叫人去教會是一件違反法律的事。
So two things.
兩樣嘢。
When those early Christians practiced this.
由當時的早期的教會的基督徒，他做兩樣的事。
And this is the key to their effectiveness, holy lives and open mouths.
他們一方面去打開他們嘴巴去說話，另一方面也是過著聖潔的生活。
You see that in verse 9.
在第九節裡面這樣說。
If you don't mind if you shine that up again, you're a holy nation.
他說你是一個聖潔的國度。
Now I don't know what you think when you...Look at that word holy, but it means different. Holy means different.
聖潔有一個不同的意思在裡面。
That's why Christians are called out, right? You're live in the world, but not of the world.
所以基督徒你住在這個世界上面，我們入世，但是我們不去屬世。
Because as you can see,In verse 9, you're a holy nation.
他說是一個聖潔的國度。
Michael Green, a Anglican scholar, I think now he's probably with the Lord, he studied why the early Christians were so effective as every member gospel ministers.
有一個叫做 Michael Green 的作家，專登去查考下點解初期教會嘅信徒係咁成功。
And his book is still in print. It's titled Evangelism Through the Local Church, and I think it's gone through a number of titles. You know, publishers do that. They kind of, you know, push the book out there a little with another title.
咁佢寫一本書嚇，話啊以用呢個嘅啊地方嘅教會去傳福音。
And in that book it says this. I have it on slide 7. The early Christians were unusual, remarkable, and well known for their being characterized by these things. And this is the list that's in Michael Green's book.
咁喺本書裏邊話，早期嘅基督徒佢有住呢幾方面嘅特質。
Integrity.
正直。
Generosity.
慷慨。
Hospitality,
接待人,
sympathy,
啊, 有同情心,
handling adversity,
好, 啊, 能够去, 啊, 怎, 知道怎样去应付这个困难,
chastity,
圣洁的生活,
and seeking equity,
寻求这个公平。
And I need to be brief, let me just explain some of those terms.
让我解释一下。
When Green lists the word integrity, what he's referring to is,The Christians were being scrupulously honest. They were very honest people. They were very transparent. They were very fair in their dealings with other people.
正直的意思就是说这个人很诚实，啊，也都是很有很高的透明度，尤其当跟其他人相处的时候。
Again, I got to be really brief here. Next term is generosity. They were known for being generous not only from an employer-employee perspective, but also to the community.
这个慷慨不单止是说在一个的雇主和雇员之间的关系，也都说你对这个社区的慷慨。
Hospitality refers to they were very neighborly. They were good neighbors.
愿意接待人，就是说你和你的邻居，啊，好，相处得很融合。
They showed sympathy even to the poor.
对这个贫穷的人有同情心。
That, you know, it's like they did the Old Testament.Again, you didn't harvest all your products. You left some out on the edges, outside hedges for the poor, right?
即係話喺舊約聖經裏邊，當猶太人去收割嘅時候，佢專登留翻啲喺角落、喺旁邊，去俾嗰啲貧窮嘅人去執。
They showed sympathy, but not being ruthless in business, right? It's not just the dollar that they were concerned about.
佢哋會對人有同情心，佢做生意嘅時候唔會斤斤計較。
They were extremely ready to forgive and reconcile with those who were against them.
对嗰啲同佢哋相反嘅人，啊，佢哋会去同佢哋努力嘅去复和。
They were never vindictive.
佢哋唔会为到一啲嘢去，啊，好似上咗瘾一样。
They practiced chastity in a sex-crazed culture. No sex outside of marriage.
喺当时，啊，罗马帝国一个，啊，好，啊，喺性方面好开放嘅。社會他們保持自己的精潔。
They practiced fidelity, trustworthiness. They were trustworthy people. Their word could count.
他們所說的說話是人家信得過。
That made them different, right? They handled adversity. They handled adversity. They could handle it.
他們對任何的困難，這個的衝擊，他們很，應付得來。
And they sought equity. They worked for justice.
他们为到其他人的公义而去努力。
They were known for caring for the common good, for the good of the city, for the good of the community.
为到这个社会，为到社区，为到教会去寻求这个公义。
See, if you're not doing those things or not are like that, you're not a prophet, priest, and king.
咁如果你今日唔系咁样做嘅时候，你唔系好似一个嘅先知、一个祭司、一个君王。
And then you can't do what God is calling you to do.
你就做唔到神呼召你要去做嘅嘢。
Because how are you going to do it? You're just going to muster up strength in yourself to do it?
系咪话啊，我去努力啲去做到咧
？How are you going to live a wholly different life?
你点样过一个系一个完全唔同嘅生活咧
？I'm going to get to that in a moment, but I have to mention something about the open mouth, that second aspect.
咁但系我先去讲咗第二个啊，打开你嘅口嗰一样嘢。
Again, my time is short, so I'm going to have to expand on it next time. But just in a nutshell, what is the open mouth referring to?
咩叫做打开你嘅嘴巴咧
？Well, most of the things the early Christians did because of cultural differences are hard for us today in the 21st century to understand.
呢样嘢可能对廿一世纪嘅你同我好难明白。
So in one sense, Their actions have to be sort of modernized, translated to our vernacular.
咁可能咧，今日咧要講到就話喺今日嚟講，係你對一啲嘢講得幾清楚咧。
Again, I'm just going to throw out a couple of them, and next time we'll expand on it. Here are the examples. First, you come to church, and you meet a person, maybe a little younger in the faith than you.
咁你喺嚟到教會遇到一個人，啲人喺呢個信仰上邊可能比你嘅係淺薄一啲。
And you show some care.And you discover that that person is struggling with the faith. You know, a lot of difficulties, a lot of doubts.
咁你去認識佢之後，發現呢個人有好多嘅懷疑啊，係一個初信嘅人。
They're having some struggles and understanding parts of Christianity and the gospel.
咁佢啊，對於呢個基督教有好多嘢係未明白。
So you make the time to sit down with him or her.
你同佢坐低。
And you make a list. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you say, well, over the next month or 6 weeks, you know, we're going to find maybe one book of the Bible, maybe just one chapter of the Bible, or maybe a sermon recording on a particular text that addresses that concern.
咁我哋可能去一齐去揾一本书，去做一个列表，去解决呢一啲嘅问题。
And you discuss that issue, that struggle.That person regularly.
你同嗰個人係一齊嘅去討論嚇佢所面對嘅困難。
Suppose you come to church, meet a person who's a newer Christian.
咁你到遇到一個初信嘅人。
Younger in the faith, but they're not filled with doubts.
係一個初信嘅人。
But they're rather arrogant.
呢個人佢比較自負。
And they're doing a lot of things that.Shows that they don't really grasp Christianity.
佢好似係對基督教唔係好明白。
Right, they're doing a lot of odd things, you know, things that Christians don't do.
做一啲嘢係基督徒通常唔會做嘅。
For example, they're condemning people, they're criticizing people.
佢好中意去話人哋。
They're being self-righteous, it's oozing out of them.
好多時候好自意，覺得只有自己啱。
And they're taking hold of some teachings that perhaps are not in line with the Bible.
佢所信嘅嘢同基督教聖經所講嘅嘢好唔同。
And so you go to your pastor and you say, Pastor, this is the problem. Can you give me some material, some Bible study material that I can meet maybe over just 4 times or so? You know, that what it means to live the Christian life? I'd like to go over it with this brother or sister who's struggling.
咁你可能你去揾牧師啊，你有冇一啲嘅書籍啊？我可以同呢個人啊。一齊去 meet 3-4個禮拜咧。
And you discuss the principles.
你傾咗講到大基本上邊嘅基督教嘅指標。
You show the contrast.
睇到兩個嘅有咩唔同。
You talk about it.
你講咗啦。
Just one more example: open mouth effectiveness of the early Christians. Today, most churches in the Western world, at least, I think in the Eastern world as well.They have these smaller group fellowship meetings, Bible studies or fellowship group meetings.
咁呢個張開呢個嘴巴嘅意思，亦都可以話今日喺呢個教會裏邊好多時有好多嘅小組。
And of course, I don't know about internationally, but I know about here in America. Some people go to a small group as long as they see it meets their needs.
我好多時啲人去教去一個小組，都係想因為佢哋有啲嘅需要。
In other words, they're looking at this ministry, small group ministry, and evaluating it and saying, how much am I getting out of it?
咁我嚟到呢個小組嘅時候，呢個小組俾到啲咩嘢我咧
？But you've come to church today.
你今日嚟到教會啦。
And you just heard this sermon.
你聽到呢個嘅講道。
And so you know that's not the way you're supposed to approach it.
咁你聽到啊，原來嚟呢個小組唔係咁樣樣嘅。
That's not the way you're supposed to think about the small group ministry here.
咁你哦，原來小組係有咁係同我想象中有唔同嘅。
And you say, what should I be doing in helping the discussion leader in my group?
咁我應該做啲咩嘢去幫我呢個小組嘅領袖咧
？You go to the group with the intention. Of participating in gospel ministry.
咁當你去小組嘅時候，你願意嘅參與。
It's an opportunity to minister to someone.
咁你有揾呢個機會去向去服侍其他人。
Maybe someone there is struggling. They need a word of encouragement.
咁可能喺個小組裏邊都有啲其他嘅人有呢個掙扎。
Maybe somebody needs a word of admonition to get in line with the gospel.
咁可能有啲人需要被你去提醒啊，或者一個小小嘅苛責。
And so you go not for your own needs, you go for the group's needs, for the other people.
即係話你去參加小組嘅時候，唔係為咗迎合你嘅需要，亦都去諗下其他人嘅需要。
Because you're called by God to be a prophet, priest, and king.
因為你俾神嘅呼召係做呢個有君尊嘅祭司。
And so the $1,000 question is, where do you get the power? How are you going to do that?
咁你點樣要可以做咧？你嘅能力從何而嚟咧
？Because maybe you're saying, you know, Wilson, I'm too busy. I'm just too busy.
你話我好忙噶。
So where are you going to get the power? Where are you going to get the power to change? Where?
咁我哋嘅能力喺邊度嚟咧
？Well, it's in the text, the cornerstone imagery.
咁你睇下個呢段嘅聖經裏邊講到房角石呢一樣嘢。
That appears in chapter 2, verse 4 to 7.
在这个第二章第四啊到第七节。
And if you could shine up chapter 2, verses 4 to 7 again, and I'm going to read a little bit of a different translation, the New International Version. If you could follow along, similar version up there. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also...like living stones are being built into a spiritual house, which is temple, right? To be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious.
佢里边咁讲，佢话主乃活石，固然被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在石岸，信靠他的人不必至于羞愧。所以你们在你。他在你们信的人又为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，像人所弃的石头，已作了房角的头块石头。
So what is that all about?
咁究竟讲咩咧
？Well, as you see on slide 8, the picture there is a cornerstone.
你喺第八个 slide 你睇到就话啊一个房角石嘅图画。
And the way you built things back then, in those days, depended on the cornerstone.
以前啲人起屋係先起咗呢個房角石。
You see, the cornerstone was the key to put up the building. It won't go up right if you didn't have the strong cornerstone.
咁以前啲人起屋係先起咗呢個房角石。
Right, because all the lines of the building.Projected off the cornerstone, the wall, the foundation, etc. Right?
咁佢先起咗呢个房角石，然后再起呢个其他嘅墙，其他嘅嘢。
And as you can tell through the picture, the cornerstone had to be at a perfect right angle.
咁你睇咗就话呢个房角石系要完美嘅一个九十度角嘅房角石。
So back then, you know, it's a hammer and chisel, right? It's not like a power drill or power.Jackhammer, right? So it had to be chiseled, created perfectly.
咪睇到就话唔系今日啊，有好多先进嘅科技。以前啲人要起呢个房角石嘅时候，要好小心，要系一个好准确、完美九十度嘅房角石。
And that cornerstone had to be extremely strong, right? The strongest material. It was valuable.
而呢个房角石亦都系一个要好坚固嘅一嚿嘅石头。
Because if that thing cracked, the whole building goes down.
呢個房角石冧咗嘅時候，成個嘅建築物就會摧毀。
Therefore, literally, It was the most precious item in the building.
所以是每一个的、建筑物房屋里面最重要的一块石头。
And of course, because it had to be strong, valuable material, expensive material, it's very expensive to produce the cornerstone.
所以是非常之宝贵、非常之贵重的一块的石头。
And so if you had a right cornerstone and anything that was in relationship to the cornerstone, that building went up.
咁你有一块好嘅防角石，咁呢个建筑物就可以起出嚟。
And so why? With that imagery, is Jesus called the cornerstone?
咁所以点解喺呢段经文里边佢话耶稣基督系你嘅防角石？
You and I are never going to be the unshakable rock that we ought to be until Jesus is the foundation of our life.
如果基督是你生命上面的这个防角石的时候，你的生命会很不同。
You're not going to have the desire to live a holy life. You're not going to be able to live a holy life. You're not going to have an open mouth for the Lord.
你没有耶稣基督的时候，你不会去仰望有这个的有一个好的生活，你亦都唔能够可以去张开你嘅嘴巴，将你嘅福音去分享俾其他人。
You're not going to have the courage.
你都冇呢个勇气。
In the messiness of people's lives.
亦都冇呢个勇气喺人同人之间呢个纷乱嘅关系里边，你去帮助其他人。
Jesus must be the cornerstone.So that you become unshakable.
只有当基督是你的生命的防角石的时候，你的生命就不会受到任何的影响。
Then you can be used by God to be a change agent for others.
而你可以被神去用来去帮助其他人的一个人。
So how can Jesus become your cornerstone?
神怎样可以成为你的防角石呢？
Well, he has to be precious, right? He has to be valuable to you.
你要去珍惜，你要去宝贵耶稣基督。
You know, I used this illustration before. It's about chocolate.
我用过这个朱古力的例子很多次。
Yeah, I don't know what kind of chocolate you like, but if it's any ordinary chocolate, you know, you get at the supermarket, it might not be that great.
可能你去超級市場去買嘅一塊朱古力，可能唔好食。
But suppose somebody gives you Swiss chocolate, some expensive chocolate, and it melts in your mouth, and wow, you never tasted chocolate like that.
或者有個人送咗一塊瑞士嚟嘅一塊好名貴嘅朱古力，即係融喺你嘅口裏邊。
So let me ask, are you, because you've now tasted a superior product, you going to go back?To the old chocolate?
咁你食过一块咁好嘅朱古力嘅时候，你仲会翻翻转头揾一块平嘅朱古力食咧
？It's of no value to you anymore, right? You found the delicious chocolate. You're not going to go back to eat the chocolate's inferior.
你唔会去食嗰块平嘅朱古力。
It's the same with technology, right? If you get a new smartphone, a new tablet, a laptop, there's no way you're going to go back to the old one that's maybe 5 years old and use that.
如果你今天拿了一个很好新的一个电脑，一个电脑版的时候，你会不会回转头用回一个五岁小孩哥用的电脑版呢？
You know, that old item is going to feel like a hammer and chisel, not like a power tool.
你旧那个的电脑版对你来说好像一个不再有用的玩具一样。
It's because you've come into the presence of something superlative.
因为你已经见过最好的。
It's gotten your attention. The superlative has gotten your attention. Nothing else charms you. Now you got the new smartphone. You're not going to go back to the old one.
你用了一个这么好新的一个电话的时候，你不会回转头用旧那个。
Those inferior things don't get your attention anymore.
旧那个对你来说已经没再有这个作用，也都引不起你的注意。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's worthless.
因为已经是没用了。
And so it's not enough for you just to believe in Jesus. It's not enough.
所以他只是信耶稣基督不足够。
He must be ravishing to you. He must be enduring. He must be seen as beautiful.
神在你的里面，你要被你看为宝贵，神要去，你要去珍惜耶稣基督。
He must be amazing. You must marvel at what he is, who he is.
他要在你的面前，你去为神去诧异。
Otherwise, you'll continue to be shakeable.
因为你的信仰就很容易受到影响。
Because the cornerstone that you're building your life on is not strong enough.
因为在你生命里面那一块的防角石是一块软弱的一块石头。
You might think it's strong enough now, but it's going to crack. It will crack.
你可能觉得今天你这块防角石很坚固，但可能里面有很多的裂痕。
And using the imagery, when it cracks, it crumbles. The whole building crumbles down.
正如这个的图画一样，当这块防角石有裂痕的时候，最终整个的建筑物都会摧毁。
So will you take it seriously?
你今天会不会对你的信仰去认真呢？
To make Jesus precious to you.
对于你来讲，看耶稣基督看为，将耶稣基督看为这个宝贵呢？
Because if you do,
当你这样做的时候，
He will make you unshakable.
他会令你坚固起来。
Because he is the cornerstone of your life.
因为他是你生命的防角石。
Father, we do ask for your help to digest that wonderful image of Jesus as the cornerstone.
主要我们看到了一个的图画，看到就是耶稣基督是我们生命的防角石。
Because right now, many of us are building the foundations of our life on something that will crumble.
今天很多建作为我们防角石的代替品，有一天都会摧毁。
It's only seeing Jesus as ravishing will we be unshakable.
唯有我们去珍惜耶稣基督，将他看为宝贵的时候，一切便不会有改变。
That's because he's the cornerstone. We're building our lives on something solid.
主是我们的防角石，我们的生命建造在主的上面。
And so, may we not be deceived by Satan's devices?
让我们不要被这个世上的东西去迷惑。
And rest in you, not in anything else in this life.
而将我们一切的东西都放在耶稣基督的里面。
And so we ask that that would be so for each person here.
我们如此的祈祷。
In Jesus' name we ask that. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。